coming off of winning a Grammy, five Stellar Awards, three Soul Train, like three Dove Awards, and the list goes on and on. How does that make one feel, Yolanda?
First of all, it makes you feel so blessed. You're blessed before you're excited, because you understand that God could be using anybody in the whole wide world, and he chose to use you. So now that you have that in mind, you have a responsibility to be grateful, first of all, when you wake up in the morning, to be thankful to God for all of your blessings, and then to treat people right.
And how does it make you, not only do gospel artists or folks in the gospel arena, they've always accepted you and loved your music, but now it's like secular folks.
Right.
You're worldwide. How does that make one feel?
Oh, it makes you, like I said before, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel that what you're doing is not in vain. And then it makes you feel that, you know, like I said before, the responsibility is yours. You have a responsibility to make good music. You have a responsibility to ensure that folks that don't know Christ will, you know, get a sense of who he is through your music. So you have to be very careful who you work with and who you allow to come into the studio with you.
Did you imagine Mountain High, Valley Low? Did you imagine it would do what it has done?
No. You know, you never think that, oh, wow, this record is going to just blow through the roof. You know that you have the, you know, the capability, the album is a good album. You know that. But you don't say, wow, I have such a good album. Everybody's going to be listening to my album, and I'm going to be the next whoever. You know, you never think that. You always think, oh, goodness. This is a blessing. It's a blessing to do what I do. Lord, just continue to bless me. That's what you think.
Let's talk about Open My Heart.
Open My Heart.
I know everybody's asked you the question about it.
It's okay.
What inspired you to write that song?
Well, I was going through I was definitely going through a storm at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I needed God to give me some answers, and he really was not talking to me. He wasn't saying anything, and I knew that I had a relationship with him. I've known God for a long, long time. You know, I tell the story that when I was a young kid, everybody else had a friend, you know, an imaginary friend, you know, Becky or whatever. My imaginary mm-hmm. friend was Hallelujah. So I've known God for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, my mom, I used to scare my mom to death because she was like, girl, stop saying that, because, you know, my dad ran track and he would be gone on trips and stuff, and I'd say, oh, Mama, don't sit there. Hallelujah, sitting there. And, you know, it would just scare her to pieces. But the truth is, I know for a fact that I've heard God's voice, and God was not saying a thing to me at that time. And I was like, God, why are you not speaking to me? You're not telling me what to do in this situation. This hurts. And after I finished crying out to the Lord and begging and pleading, God said, okay, now write everything down that you just started crying about, and I'm going to bless you. And I was like, well, how are you going to bless me? And he said, don't worry about it. I'm going to bless you. I'm like, well, thank you for finally talking to me again. You know how we get as children.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
you wasn't saying nothing to me, Lord, and now you want to talk to me, huh? You know, that whole thing. And then I went to Minneapolis with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Okay.
And they said, wait a minute, this sounds wonderful. And it was Open My Heart. And the rest is history.
I tell you, it is a beautiful song, an inspiring song. My personal testimony, like you, Yolanda, I was going through a storm. I came into the station one day, played the song, and I had a hallelujah good time.
Oh, child. I'm trying to tell you. I know.
Yes. Listen. Let me ask you about a couple of producers.
Yeah.
How is it working with, first of all, you mentioned Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
Those brothers are so sweet. They have to be some of the sweetest people that God has ever created. Very loving brothers. They love God. They love their families. They are family-oriented men, you know, not round chasing skirts and stuff like that
mm-hmm.
that you hear, you know, other producers in the studio. They're just like my big brothers, and I have so much fun with them. I get a chance to create with them. I get a chance to, you know, be Yolanda. You know, not that Yolanda is so different from the studio, but, you know, all of us have our, you know, small insecurities about certain things. And mine was, you know, am I as good a writer as I think I am? And they reassured me that my writing skills were very good. The more I do it, the more I'll get, you know, more writing endorsements and things like that. But that was my thing. Am I good enough to be in the studio with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis? And, of course, God answered that question, too. You know, it's just God has really afforded me so many opportunities to just be with a lot of wonderful people. And although they're not gospel people per se, they know God and they love God. And, you know, it's just incredible to see what comes out of that.
Now, you know, you have blown up. Okay. I'm going to just tell you, you have really blown up. Now, I want to ask you this. How can one who has blown up so much be so humble?
Well, the thing is, you know that it ain't you. Because I keep telling folks, there's so many other folks better than me, but he allows me to do what I do. He allows me to do what I love. So I am so grateful. And see, the quickest way to get God to stop blessing you is to start acting like you did it.
All right. All right. You know, I talked to your pastor, Dr. Ed Montgomery.
Yes.
Yeah, I interviewed him about a few months back, right?
Oh,
he loves you, Yolanda.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he loves you. He loves you. And he said the good thing is that he don't want to ask you to do any singing. He just want you to come there to worship. And that's what he tried to do.
Yes, he does.
How is that worship experience with Dr. Ed Montgomery?
First of all, I have one of the greatest pastors in the entire world. You know, a lot of artists have to go home and sing and lead praise and worship and all of that. My pastor is always saying, Yolanda, if there's anything you need us to do, we'll do, but we don't want to tax you. If you want to sing this morning, you can. If you don't want to, we're not going to bother you. You know, we know that you spend so much time ministering to the needs of others that you need to be ministered to also. So we just want you to know we love you. Just do your thing. You can jump around. You can shout. Of course, you know I do a lot of shouting
all
at
right.
church. Because I'm, once again, I'm way grateful, okay?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so, you know, I just have a hallelujah good time at church.
Hey, and that is great. Let's talk about your new project.
Yeah. I expect, once again, a lot of encouragement, a lot of songs that tell you that, yes, you can. You know, because right now in our society, we have a lot of folks saying, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do this. Well, what can I do? Am I able to, you know, leap over buildings like Superman? Or, you know, yes, you can pray heaven down and ask God to bless you. And those are the things that I want people to understand, that God is an everyday God, and he loves them every day. And you can talk to him every day. Those are the things that this album will emphasize. And then you can have fun being a child of God. You know, you don't have to be stuffy all the time. You can, you know, jam just like everybody else jams. Of course, we jam in order. Our jam is decent and in order, but
yes, it is.
But, you know, those are the things that people need to know. They need to know that God is not a stuffy God. They need to know that God will answer their prayers. And, you know, especially now since the incident happened on 9/11, you know, people need to understand that God did not orchestrate that. No, that was from that, you know, that was not of God. But God allowed it so that people could come to him. And, you know, those people who had never thought about praying, they're praying now.
That's
you know,
true.
Those people who never wanted to go to church are going to church now. And I'm not saying that, you know, God has to have a catastrophe happen in order for him to be God. No, he can make you, you know, just understand who he is on his own. But, you know, I just believe that there are people out there who need to know that God cares about them and loves them, you know, right now. And that, yes, my music is going to be played on R&B stations. It's going to be played on hip-hop stations because it has to stop the young girl from committing suicide. And it has to stop the young man from beating on his girlfriend and turning his life over to Christ. Those are the reasons. It's not selfish. It's not about money because, if you know, the truth is I could do this forever and ever and not even worry about it, you know, because I have been really, really blessed and God has blessed me. And you know, I don't have to get paid to do what I do. I get paid nicely to do what I do, and I thank God for it. But, you know, what you love to do, nobody should have to pay you to do it.